Peter's first letter and his impressive list of who you are and what you can do. So we'll turn there. 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning at verse 9. Thank you for standing for the word of the Lord. You know, I wonder where we get some of the things that we do, you know, kneeling in prayer. Well, you find it in the Bible. Standing for the reading of the word, you find that in the Bible. They did that. Nehemiah got the law out, and they all stood. So it's an honor thing to the word of the Lord because of we know how powerful that word is. We know what that word has done for us, and we thank God for it. 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. Let's read it together. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. What a difference. Praise God. What a change that our Lord is able to produce. And what blessings we're able to experience and absorb and reflect upon and remember and then just get a whole bunch more again every time we come together in the name of the Lord. Praise God. The part I want to emphasize is show forth praises. Say that with me. Show forth praises. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. You can be seated. God bless you. Wasn't camp meeting incredible? I think the whole district was looking forward to that, and nothing was going to thwart that gathering. Nothing was going to hold us back. We just decided, this is it. We're going to camp. And praise God, what an awesome time it'd be crowded for Christ and worship the Lord in one mind and one accord. That's how the Holy Ghost fell. They were in one mind and one accord, and they had over a week worth of prayer going on, and God moved in a powerful way. And every praise is to our God, and we thank the Lord that we're able to exalt him. Praise God. The Spirit comes down when the praise goes up. I'm thankful it works that way. Not just formality, not just, oh, this is what we got to do. Oh, we're going to sing a little bit. We're going to pray for a while. We're going to give our offering. We're going to hear a word for a short while. Then we go home and get something to eat, praise God. No, it's something more than that. We want the power of the Lord to minister in our midst. We want his praises to be on our lips and in our hearts. Praise God. We show forth. There are people who would try to excuse their lack of praise by saying, well, I'm not emotional. I'm not very demonstrative. And I'm not this, I'm not that. But if you were to bump their car in the parking lot, if you were to, oh, better yet, you know, our stand up, sit down, somehow a tack got put on their seat. Oh, my goodness, talk about demonstration. That would be amazing. But the truth is, God made us emotional. God made us, complete. God made us the way we are, and I'm thankful we can use our whole being to exalt him, to praise him, to lift him up, praise God, and to clap our hands, to tap our toes, or jump up and down, or march around the building, whatever it might be. I'm thankful we can show forth his praises. We're not showing off. The world might think that. No, we're exalting the Lord. We're lifting him up. Praise God. We're giving him praise. Hallelujah. We're setting forth his praises, proclaiming his praises. Amen. And I like to remind myself of Psalm 115 and verse 1, that the psalmist declared it very definitively. Not unto us, Lord, not unto us, but unto your name give glory. Praise God. And I want it to be in that regard. I want it to be in that display of his power, of his glory, because of his mercy, because of his truth, because of the blessings that he has brought forth. Amen. Amen. Now, Peter described you, the church, in several phrases here, several names. And it's not new, unique to the church. The Lord called Israel in that way. He let them know when he brought them out of Egypt. He said, I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. That should have helped Israel to understand they were special. They were definitely unique. They were precious to the Lord. It weren't just a ragtag bunch of people staggering around out in the desert place, complaining, criticizing, trying to find fault. No, they were God's treasured possession. They were a kingdom of priests. They were a holy nation. Thank God that that would be the designation that Israel would have. And likewise, you would understand you've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. And oh my, the praises that should come forth simply because of that demonstration of the Lord to bring us out of darkness, to deliver us from darkness, to bring us to the place where there is light. Light that is powerful, light that is delivering, light that is salvation. Hallelujah. And the scripture lets us know that continuation is to be there as we walk in the light, as he is in the light. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Thank God that continues. Thank God it's ongoing. Thank God it never stops. It's not one and done. It's not something that ends at a particular point, but God moves us on into greater things and greater blessings so that we would understand that what the scripture says in Revelation 17 and 14, they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, the Lord continuing to call you, not just the one time that you take the step into his light and you leave the darkness behind, but it's a continuation, it's a journey, it's a blessing that the Lord would desire to display for you. You are a chosen generation, and the Lord continues to choose you to display his power. He continues to choose you to bring forth his glory. And thank God we can be faithful. Hallelujah. Praise is powerful. Amen. Jericho proves it. The fact that the people of Israel marched around that city once a day for 6 days in complete silence, with the only sound being the priests blowing upon their horns and the people of Jericho wondering, what is this? What are they doing? Why is this happening? Are they're trying to shut us up? They're trying to wear us down? They're trying to confuse us? No telling what was going through their minds as the people of God would do this. Amen. And the reason that Joshua told him don't say a word is because he knew human nature would be to criticize, to look at the negative, to find fault, and all of that. Don't say anything. He knew that would be the tendency. But on the seventh day and the seventh time around, I want you to shout with a great shout. Praise God. And oh my, I can see the anticipation building. I can see the excitement that would be evident upon their face. Maybe the pace got picked up as they marched around that great city and the walls high above them. But when the shout went up, The walls came down. Thank God. The Lord knows how to bring victory to His people. The Lord knows how to pull down strongholds, because the weapons of your warfare are mighty through God. They're not carnal. They're not situations that we try to arrange for ourselves. No, we need the supernatural. We need the hand of God. We need His power. We need His glory. And when we give Him praise, hallelujah, thank God that there is that strength that He is able to provide. One of the most powerful examples of praise is a favorite of mine with Jehoshaphat. A great multitude coming against Judah. And it was a great multitude. It was three armies that were marching against Judah, against Jehoshaphat. And I like the way he prayed in 2 Chronicles 20 and 12. Oh, our God, wilt thou not judge them? He recognized Judah would not be able to make it on their own. They would not be able to bring forth deliverance on their own abilities, nor could they hire other armies and so on to come against the armies that were arrayed against them. He went on, we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. He recognized we're not going to survive. We're going to be annihilated. We're going to be made slaves. They're going to take all of our goods. They're going to destroy our families. And he recognized it was going to be complete devastation. He said, neither know we what to do. We don't have any options. We don't have any plans. We don't have any way to survive. But our eyes, he said, are upon thee. Our eyes are looking to you, Lord. Our eyes are recognizing you're our deliverer. You're our healer. You're our Savior. Hallelujah. You're the one that we're calling upon. And the Bible says, all Judah stood before the Lord. Their little ones, their wives, their children. Thank God for unity. Thank God when people are united. Thank God when people come together. Thank God there's one mind and one accord to be able to see the hand of God come forth and the blessings that He desires to display. You want blessings in your marriage? Get in one mind and one accord. You want blessings in your family? Get in one mind and one accord according to what God would have you to do. We want blessings in our church. We want growth. We want increase. We want souls. We want families. Thank God. And we're in one mind and one accord for that. And I believe God has got that victory in store for us. I believe God is going to produce and bring forth in a mighty way. Thank God. Our eyes are upon Him. We have no answer. We have no might. But God is able to get the job done, and we're looking to Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord came in the midst of Judah, and a prophecy went forth. The battle is not yours, but God, hallelujah, God is going to take care of you. Fear not. Go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Now, if they had arranged for the spearsmen and the cavalry and the archers and the slingers and all to be arrayed in a certain manner and a certain way, that would have made sense. But this didn't make sense. All Judah and Jehoshaphat worshiped the Lord. They stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Hallelujah. Because they were just warming up. Amen. The battle plan was going to be praise. The battle plan is going to be exalting the Lord. The battle plan is going to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. There may have been some who wondered. There may have been some who faltered. There may have been some who kind of hesitated. But eventually the praise was contagious. Hallelujah. Their faith began to rise. Their unity became stronger. Their voices were lifted up in praise. They began to show forth the praises. Hallelujah. hallelujah, of the one they believed was going to deliver. They sang and they praised and they worshiped. And the Lord set ambushments. Amen. He caused the armies of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir to begin fighting among themselves. And they destroyed each other, the Bible says. Thank God our Lord knows how to bring victory. Our Lord knows how to step in. Our Lord knows how to be in the midst. And that's what we're trusting. That's what we're believing. That's what we're counting on. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Thank God for that power. Thank God for that blessing. Thank God for that strength. Amen. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You've been baptized with the Spirit. You've been filled with the Holy Ghost. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Thank God for that power. Thank God for that presence. Thank God for that goodness. Oh, let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. You can be seated. Thank God. We recognize as a church of holiness. I started to say weirdos. The world might think you're strange. The world think you're in bondage. The world think you're off the deep end. You don't have to live like that. You don't have to be obedient to all of those old-fashioned standards and regulations. Well, they're not regulations. We're willingly doing what God wants us to do. We're glad to identify as the people of God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for His power that comes to us when we're obedient to Him. Amen. A church of praise, thank God. A church of prayer. That's how it started. Pentecost, they were all in one mind, one accord. We know that. The outpouring of the Spirit was noised abroad. It's always been noisy. Praise God. Amen. And the people gathered as a result. And yes, there was some critics. Yes, there were those who mocked. There were those who scoffed, but there were others who said, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they couldn't deny it. They couldn't push it aside. They couldn't excuse it and just brush it off. They wondered about it. Amen. They probably heard again about Moses and the burning bush and the Red Sea parting, about David defeating the giant. I don't know what they heard, the wonderful works of God. You can imagine there's so many of them. There's so many testimonies. There's so much power that is included in the Word of God. They may have heard about Daniel being delivered from the lion's den. Who knows what they identified as the wonderful works of God. But they couldn't deny the fact that God had done the works. They couldn't deny the fact that they were hearing Galileans speaking in these 15 or so different languages, in languages that they probably couldn't identify. But they knew it was the wonderful works of God. Oh, thank the Lord that that's still happening. There's still testimony going forth in the wonderful works of God. There's still the power being displayed by your life. You're still showing forth the praises of Him that called you out of darkness and into His marvelous light. Thank God that it's still happening. It's still taking place. God is still showing His goodness and His power. Hallelujah. We go right on to the next chapter in the book of Acts, and the lame man is walking and leaping and praising God. You couldn't have put a cork in his praise if you'd got one big enough. He was going to display his praise to the Lord regardless of who was watching. Amen. The power of the Lord being displayed on his behalf. The crowd filled with wonder and amazement. And not everybody was happy. That always amazes me. I guess there's always going to be critics. There's always going to be mockers and scoffers. There's always going to be those who are negative. The authorities arrested the apostles. But the Bible says they saw the boldness of Peter and John. They recognized they were unlearned and ignorant men, but they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Yes, for 3.5 years, they had walked with the miracle worker. They had walked with the dead raiser. They had walked with the bread and fish multiplier. Hallelujah. And all of the blessings that they could recall, and the wonder of it was eclipsed by the fact that they had just spent 40 days with the one who died on the cross, who was buried in the tomb, but now he's alive. Hallelujah. They had just spent that time with him and recognized he was instructing them concerning the kingdom. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. Hallelujah. Oh, they were glad to give praise to the one who brought them peace. They were glad to give praise to the one who displayed his power. They were glad to give praise to the one who was conqueror over death, hell, and the grave. And now his power was being displayed through them. Hallelujah. So that even the authorities who were opposed would say, indeed, a notable miracle hath been done, and we cannot deny it. Oh no, they can't deny the change in your life. They can't deny what God has done for you. They can't deny the fact that you were depressed, but now you're delivered. They can't deny the fact that you were afflicted, but now you're delivered. Hallelujah. Thank God. They can't deny the fact that you were addicted, but that addiction has changed now. You're addicted to the Lord. You're addicted to praise. You're addicted to his presence. You're addicted to his word. Oh, thank God for the power of the Lord to bring a change that nothing else could produce. And thank God we can give praise to him. Hallelujah. The apostles went to a prayer meeting. They didn't go to a pity party. They went to a prayer meeting. And they prayed for boldness to speak his word. And the Lord shook that place. Hallelujah. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. And they were filled with the Spirit again. Filled even more. Amen. They didn't slip back and then have to come back to that place again. No, God moved them on to a new dimension. Then there was great grace and great power. And they give witness of the resurrection of the Lord. Oh my, how powerful that report would be. How wonderful to be able to say, hey, remember that crucifixion? Remember there was 3 of them on Golgotha's hill? Remember they broke the bones of the 2 who were on each side of him, and he was already dead? He's alive. He's not dead. He's alive. We talked to him. We ate with him. We walked with him. Hallelujah. He's alive. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God they were showing forth his praises. I'm glad for the power. I'm glad for the glory that God would impart. And notice how Peter is saying, Peter was the one that preached. Peter was the one who extended his hand to that lame man. Peter was the one who was there, and they were shaken by the power of God. And yet he's the one who would write and say, you are a chosen generation. You are that holy nation. You are that royal priesthood. Hallelujah. Thank God for that power and that blessing of the Lord that would come forth. You're a special people to the Lord. Yes. Amen. He was trying to emphasize the privilege that you have of walking with God, the privilege you have of being identified with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who is faithful and true, the one who is the Word of God, the one who is above all. Amen. Thank God you have that privilege of being related to Him. And with that privilege comes the responsibility. Amen. Royalty and priesthood would never link together. David was never a priest. There were priests that performed that responsibility. There were priests who were not royalty. It was always separate. But the church combines it. The church says you can have dominion. The church says you can offer sacrifices to the Lord that are going to be acceptable to Him. Hallelujah. The Lord says you can represent me to the people, a royal priesthood. Thank God for that power. Thank God for that special privilege and that responsibility. You were not a people, but now you're the people of God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm thankful that we love Him because He first loved us. And that responsibility of maintaining my first love, not leaving it, not forsaking it, not forgetting it, not abandoning it, no, clinging to that first love, holding on to that first love, keeping that first love alive and aflame within my heart, within my life, because He first loved us. Hallelujah. Thank God for that power that we can understand where the Lord would declare, I will dwell in them. I will walk in them. I will be their God. They will be my people. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God that we know that glorious responsibility and privilege of serving the Lord and walking on with Him with the power that He desires to display, and we show forth His praise. Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. The children, let me just share a few scriptures here that would designate this aspect of children. And the Lord letting us know that we are chosen in Him. There were times that we were disobedient. In time past, Ephesians 2 and 2 says, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, children that don't have the direction they need, children that want to step into maturity and independence, but they don't have the ability to be able to fulfill it. God, help us to be able to guide and direct the children, and not into disobedience, but into obedience in walking with the Lord. Praise God. I'm glad that was time past. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2 and 3 goes on, among whom also we had our conversation in times past. The apostle is emphasizing it. He's saying that's the way it used to be. It's not that way now. You step into a new dimension. You walk in a new realm. When the time passed, you used to walk in the lusts of your flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Notice the children of disobedience and the children of wrath. But thank God the Lord brings a change to us. He calls us out of darkness into His marvelous light. It used to be that way, but God has brought a powerful change in our experience, so that 1 Thessalonians 5 and 5 lets us know you are all the children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Thank God the Lord has made a difference. The Lord has made a change, and you are God's people. Hallelujah. And thank God the list continues. As Peter would write in his letter, he told us, you're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're a peculiar people. And he goes on and says, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims. Now that doesn't sound as royal. That doesn't sound as privileged. That doesn't sound as great. But it still puts us in the right position to help us to understand we don't belong here. We are not to fit in here. We're not to make ourselves comfortable here. We're strangers here. We're pilgrims here. We're moving on from here. Praise God. This is not our home. This is not our abode. This is not where we're going to stay. No, the Lord has something better. The Lord has something powerful. The Lord has something eternal. Hallelujah. And that's where we're moving. That's where we're going. That's our future. Hallelujah. Praise God. The responsibility continues. The need to respond is there. Abstain from fleshly lusts. Do away with those things. Don't abide in those things. Don't walk in those things. Abstain from them. They war against the soul. Amen. The smart thing to do is choose your battles. You don't have to fight every one of them. This is one you're going to run from. Amen. I'm not going to stay in that realm. I'm going to move away from the realm of fleshly lust. I'm going to move into the realm of the power of the Lord because I don't want my soul to lose that battle. Amen. I'll take that shield of faith. I'll put on that helmet of salvation. I'll make sure that breastplate of righteousness is in place. My feet shod, the belt of truth, and all of the aspects there that we need to have, and certainly the sword of the Spirit. Come on, devil. Amen. It's not me. It's what God's going to do to you. It's what the Word of God declares. I'd love to read the end of Revelation. A lot of it I don't understand, but I sure enough understand one angel with a bottomless pit and a chain. Hallelujah. And he is going to be cast down. The devil is going to be cast down into that bottomless pit and shut up for 1,000 years. Shut up, devil. Hallelujah. Shut up with all your lies and deceit. Shut up with all your deception. Hallelujah. Thank God for truth that makes us free. Thank God the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. Thank God that we can give praise to the one who provided the victory. And the devil is going to be taken out of that bottomless pit and then cast into the lake of fire. I love to read that again and again because of the sword of the Spirit says that's what's going to happen to you, Satan. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to move into that realm of blessing and power and goodness. Thank God. Peter goes on with a good admonition. Having your conversation, your conduct honest among the Gentiles or the heathen, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. I'm thankful that the Lord can be glorified as we show forth his praises. Amen. Praise is powerful for the people of God. People who are grateful for God's word. People who are blessed in abundance. People who know wonderful outpourings of the Spirit of God. People who enjoy the praise and the celebration, hallelujah, because they remember out of darkness into marvelous light is what happened. Not had mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Not the people of God, but now designated to walk with him and to call upon him and to be blessed by him. Praise God. Praise God. Marvelous light. Marvelous. And that light is eternal. Walk in that light. Praise God. Praise God. There shall be no night there. John saw it. John wrote it down. No need of a candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. That's you. That's the promise for you. That's where God wants you. Hallelujah. Don't stop short. Don't turn away. Keep moving ahead to what God has in store for you. Recognize his power is great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. No wonder we praise him. We give him our liabilities. He gives us his assets. Hallelujah. All the blessings, all the power, all the wonder, all the glory. Take my yoke upon you. I'll be yoked with you, Lord. I'll enter that relationship with you, Lord. I'm not going to stray for you. I'm going to stay right next to you, Lord. I know your burden is light. I know your yoke is easy because I've tried it out. And oh, the yoke and the burden of the world is horrible. It's depressing. It's full of despair. It'll bring despondency. It'll bring destruction. But thank God, your burden is light, Lord. Your yoke is easy, Lord. The rest that you give is complete and total, and I don't need anything else. Yes, I'll come to you, Lord. I'll come with praise. I'll come with worship. I'll come because I love you, Lord, because I desire to serve you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And Hebrews 6 and 10 says, the Lord is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. Hallelujah. Thank God he's going to remember it. He's going to reward it. The blessings of God are going to come upon you in a powerful and a wonderful way. So be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. So tomorrow you take the day off. Tomorrow you got a holiday. You remember what the scripture says about labor. You remember how the Lord gives his invitation. You remember how the Lord promises that reward. Hallelujah. In Revelation 14, 13, they that die in the Lord rest from their labors. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're resting up because we're going to be rejoicing. Praise God. And that rejoicing is going to go on forever. Hallelujah. Without stop, without interruption, without sickness, without pandemic, without any of that garbage that the devil and the world is trying to stop us with. Praise God. Rejoicing forever. Lifting him up forever. Amen. Rejoice and be glad, John heard them say. All of the devastation and the deceit and the destruction in Revelation 13 on through 18 or so, all of the darkness and the deceit and the demonic works, even signs and wonders and miracles that are going to be done. That's why you need to stick with the Word of God, because the devil can do signs and wonders. The devil can bring a counterfeit of what God has blessed you with and try to lead you astray. But you need to stay with the word of the Lord. Thank God for the blessings that are there. Thank God for the strength that we know. Amen. And the seven angels with the seven vials, it's devastation. It's terrible. But thank God we get to chapter 19, and the words that John wrote down, the marriage of the Lamb has come. And his bride hath made herself ready. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God that there's that kind of demonstration of God's power and the reason for rejoicing. Hallelujah. He will present to himself a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, without blemish or any such thing. Thank God there is that robe of white, which is clean and fine linen. Hallelujah. The righteousness of the saints. Thank God that the Lord has instructed us to walk in. The Lord has empowered us to lay aside the filthy rags of the flesh and move into the realm of his glory and his goodness, and to have his spirit dwelling within us, and to walk in obedience to his word, shunning aside the things of this world, the allurements that are there, the traps and the temptations that come against us. But we move into that realm of praise. We move into that realm of glory, and we know his power and his goodness. I'll praise him for salvation. Hallelujah. I won't be sad about it. I won't be dragging about it. I won't be sticking my lower lip out about it. But thank God, I'll be praising Him for salvation. So full, so wonderful, so good, so powerful, so complete. Hallelujah. I'll be walking in His Word and giving thanks that I obeyed it, giving thanks that I overcame by the Word of the Lord, giving thanks that I used the sword of the Spirit to take care of the enemy that came against me. Thank God. I'll be thankful I was obedient. I'll be thankful I was an overcomer. I'll be thankful that I stood to give praise to the one who brought deliverance. Oh, you need to be ready to be carried away in the Spirit. John said, He carried me away in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank God. I believe that time is coming for the church. I believe it's within seconds, if not minutes or hours. I believe God is about to come. This is not the time to quit. This is not the time to dawdle. This is not the time to be distracted. This is the time to move forward and show forth His praises. Oh, stand with me. Let's give that praise to the Lord. Let's give that glory to our God. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, that's good. Let's give praise to Him. Let's exalt Him. Let's lift Him up.